You could always go out with a bang on 9/11.
11, if I got to 11.
Ah, 9/11 then. Yeah. It's the Kinnegan, the 9/11.
Kinnegan then.
Yeah.
Last night, when I started, I said that somebody told me, what are you going to speak about? Amen. What's there to speak about? Last night, we saw that there's what to speak about. So the fellow, he told me that he heard he became famous. He became famous. He didn't come last night this year, but he heard people, you know, were talking, there's what to talk about in Amen. And I mentioned that there was somebody who didn't know what we'll be able to speak about. So he said to me like this today. He said, how are you going to do the whole Hilchos Yichud in one shir? That's not a complainer. How are you going to do all Hilchos Yichud in one shir? At first, before I spoke to him, I had planned tonight on speaking about one topic in Hilchos Yichud. One topic, and you know, to build off of that, which is very difficult to do. It's very difficult. It makes the Magid Shir's job very difficult, because to speak about one topic, Yichud is a topic that Yitaka need to know all 20 Sifim that are found in Siddin Chav Beis, because always within Yichud there's a potential heter somewhere else, if you know this, and you know this, and you know this. So you're talking about one topic, it's very difficult, but what was my Breira? What Breira do I have to go and talk about all of Hilchos Yichud? But he gave me such a taifa. To talk about all. So I don't know, let's see what we can do. I brought all the notes tonight. I was going to bring one little one. The daiti comes out, it's about 80 pratim. 80 pratim. Meirv is 9/11. We have time. An hour and 1 minute we have over here. So let's see. And then, Bez Hashem, at the end, we'll talk a few cases. That'll be our chazar. But it's a yam. It's not hard. Yichud is not hard. It's just a lot of pratim. Then you have to put them all together. So the one thing you'll give me the liberty tonight is not to, usually we try to explain all the halachas out of Saif. For tonight, I'll keep it a little bit more to the pratim, to the rules a bit more, and to stay a little bit away from the Hezbeir. Abyssal Hezbeir, I'm talking. A little bit we'll stay away from the Hezbeir. Maybe that we can chap it on all the halachas. The daiti, I don't have I'm not as computer savvy as other people maybe around me. I didn't press a button to find this statistic. If someone who finds out that I'm wrong, you should tell me. But Ladaiti, there's only two places in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch, in the 1,705 Simanim of Shulchan Aruch, that he writes the word me'oid, me'oid. Very, very. Children speak like that. Adults don't say very, very. He's very, very big. He's almost 5'6". He's very, very big. That's how children speak. We don't talk like that. We speak, it's a superlative. It's something that's a little bit like immature to speak like that. Very, very. It's very, very. The only place is you find it in the Torah Taka, right? The Toiva Aretz, Ma'oid, Ma'oid. When you want to emphasize something, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, the Daiti, there are two places in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch that he says the words, Ma'oid, Ma'oid. It's actually three places in the Torah. I'll let you do your homework. One of them I'll tell you right now. One of them is in Hilchos Yichud, and actually the Siman before Hilchos Yichud and Siman Chaf Aleph, state in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorich Lisrachek Men HaNoshim Ma'oid, Ma'oid. That's to stay very, very far away from Noshim. Ma'id, ma'id. The Bechacha on the page, he says, who adin, noshim from anoshim, ma'id, ma'id. It's put down also by Shaykhad. The Torah brings it down, maybe also in Hilchos Ribbis, he brings it down. These are the places where nafshay shal odam mechamdosam. So you have to stay very, very far away. And that's really the hakdama. More than that, you don't need. That's the hakdama to Hilchos Yichud. Is that the Mele Chazal were honest people and they understood what a person has to be careful with. As the Mele Chazal is ra'chik, ma'id, ma'id. But then hakdama, I will tell you that it's again, you listen at a soif, you'll hear the pratim and the rules, and everything of Mitzvah Hashem will all come together. This is rachus, me'oid, me'oid, yichud is not a drabanan. According to Reif Paiskim, Rishayim, Achayim, the way we paskin, yichud is the simple taich yichud, the vaila, everybody here knows a little bit in Hilchos Yichud, you know, one man, one woman, that'll be the quintessential dogma in an enclosed place somewhere. What that enclosed place we have to talk about, how many men, how many women, all these things we have to talk about. But the simple case, one man, one woman together in a room, where it's a case where it's a man that's not married to the woman, it's a person that has no relation, even if it's your relation, a first cousin is also could be a yichud deraisa. So one man, one woman in an enclosed area, that's whatever it's called, enclosed, that's yichud. Now that could be deraisa. There might be yichuds tonight that we'll see at the Rabbanah. The Gemara brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, yichud, in fact the Gemara deraisa. That's the rice, and the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings a pasuk, came Ben, and Mesis Av, and the Gemara of Eidazar, Yichud Basis Yisrael, the rice. Mara says, no, there's a chiddush that yichud de pnuya. Pnuya means a girl from the age of 3 already. Until the age of already. 11, 12. Yichud pnuya, that's takad rabbanon. That takad could be the rabbanon. Agav. It's a good, interesting trivia question. Where do you have a case of a 4-year-old girl that's a yichud deraisa? 3-year-old girl, yichud deraisa. Where do you have a case? How's the child such a case? Very simple. It's your sister-in-law. A sister-in-law, she's an erva, so you're such a good brother-in-law. They tell you, could you babysit? You're here on Ben Hasmanim, and your mother-in-law, she wants to go out with your wife, and this and that. So you'll babysit. She has a 4-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old, your wife has a 5-year-old sister, it's a sister-in-law. So yichud deraisa. Okay, well, we'll see tonight. It's bederek klal yichud, mefensach sach eitzes. There's lots of ways to, but stop, you stay home, and the door will be closed, and whatever. It's a yichud deraisa. It's a yichud deraisa. Like, no. Who paskins deraisa? Rashi, Taisus, the Ross, the Taisus. This is how we paskin our paisa. There's a shalom that's a Rambam, because the Rambam writes, it's midivrei, mipikabolo. Then yichud is mipikabolo. And the maisa, again, the Mari Al-Ghazi, but the Shevet Alevi in Chelekei, ha'ikka, gedas, ha'sovim, yichud, arayis, osim, and ha'toyre, gam, that's a Rambam. It's also according to the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Kabbalah, meit zogin. The drasha, it's not the first in the Torah. The Ramban's example, the Paiskim all say, we paskin yichud, kabida raisa. The Ramban's example of when the Torah says the word remez, the Gemara says the word remez, and remez is used not to be a remez, not a derabbanan. The Ramban's example is yichud. Ki ayiturim remazim heim. It's like the Heilig Ramban. La yisbaininu elemederach kabbalah. The kein omar, remez leidim zoimim. The kein omar, yichud. So that's a deraisa. So we're going to go, it's deraisa. The nafkamina of it being deraisa says the Shevet Alevi in about 4 different places. Be'inyin safek yichud poshit the asim yisveka. If you're going to have a Shiloh, you're going to have to be Machmir. He goes so far as to say, it's not just him, it's others also, they go so far as to say that even on cases that we'll see soon, which will be Yichud Durabbanon, since it's Shoyrish is in Deraisa, it might not have the Klal of Safik Durabbanon the Kula, because it's based on Deraisa. Again, I'm trying to emphasize things tonight that not everybody would have realized. Yichud is not something in Khumra. You're saying that's a Shayna Yid. Yichud is Deraisa. If you don't hold Yichud Deraisa, if you must be Shayna Paiska Machrein, you're not one of us. That's how we paskin. Okay. And more. There's a shaila I once had from one of my talmidim that he was on a date and he was in an elevator and he heard from me that to go in an elevator is not a problem, which we'll see soon. Man, woman in an elevator, sounds like yichud. We'll see soon. It's not going to be a problem. Yichud. So he was in an elevator and the elevator stopped. The elevator stopped in the middle. Yeah. So, find a bacher, he called up, he just wants to know like this. Being that he heard from me in a shir once that yichud is yahar val yover, right? So he wants to know, I kill her or she kills me? Somebody has to, find a bacher. Most bacher don't even ask, they just kill Hashem. But, okay, so you know, I get nervous. But so I said, that's a type of good shayla. So good shayla, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do in such a case? So I tried to start climbing out of the place, to climb out of the elevator shaft or whatnot. I didn't want to have to use Seamus at the top. So you have to find an ace. You have to find it. God is Yichud Yahorg Val Yover. You think I'm joking? Is Yichud Yahorg Val Yover? Pshalim Kluger and Tuftam Adad, that whole Shiloh, then maybe we'll get to it soon. It's a whole Shiloh that a lady had to give birth, and the male she had to go with the Balagolo. This was a big Shiloh in their times. The constant Shiloh was on a Friday night, she had to go. The male she had to leave the Tchum. So she had a heter to go to the hospital or whatever. And what could you do? The Raisa, Vada, that's Vachaybem, that's a mitzvah. But now she's going to be with the Balagolo by herself, the Shiloh of Yichud. So the shaila was, could we be matter that somebody else should go with her? But that person has no heter of chaybem. What do you need that person to go for? It was the shaila. So we say, well, but it should be over on yichud. So yichud, okay. So be over, no, but yichud yahar val yover. So Shabbos is a heter. Taka to be going to the hospital on Shabbos. We could do it for Shabbos. Kol atar kul is nitcha for pikuach nefesh. But yichud, that's the shaila of arayis. So arayis is one of the three. One of three. So in this case, now the yichud will make it that memela she can't go to the hospital, and if she can't go to the hospital, now it becomes vayter shalom pekuk nefesh. She says memela, you have to come. So it's kind of shalom. Shalom pekukah begging them. She marry you. Shalom pekukah says, yeah, okay, we have to matter somebody else to go, because he says it's your yichud yahar val yover. I say, hey, that's how he goes. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky zechar levracha, he used to go yichud yahar val yover. I must tell you that it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Ubefrat in this case, it's not a yichud that's being done, bekumase, we'll call it. In that case, they were going together into the car together. Here, it's b'shei v'al taisa. It's not so simple. This musik, whoever for the lamdim, they could take a look over there in the Balmor and Sanhedrin, I think in Ayin Dalet, and you'll find out over there if there's a concept bichlal of yahorik val yover when something is just sheval taisa.
The elevator case.
The balagola, they're going together. That's why it's worse. The kumasay. Maisa, when I asked Rav Yashiv, I gave my psak, don't worry what my psak was. But when I asked Rav Yashiv afterwards, he said to him, can gain sheval taisa. There's no yahorik val yover on sheval taisa. Shevel Tais, okay. But the Shaila that we're dealing with tonight, we're not talking about the place, you know, I don't want to be mezalzel. We're not talking about like opening a tuna can and Shabbos. I'm not being mezalzel in that Shaila. Right? But we're talking about a Shaila of Yahweh Val Yahweh. You have to know what we're talking about. You have to know what the Sukh is. That's a Chayyab. Now, the Maisa, in the rules, the first rule you have to know is the length of time. How long is something, a Yichud situation? Now, there's a misunderstood statement. I have over here a list of all different time periods, all different amounts of time, what's considered the shear of Yichud. I have here, there's a famous sefer called the Dvar Halacha. It was one of the classic works in Hilchos Yichud. A lot of the Torahs from the Chazon Ish came from that sefer. Rabbi Harvitz, he was a great Jew. He writes here, V'shem Gedolin, 35 seconds is the shear of Yichud. Now, the man and a woman that are together in an enclosed place, for 35 seconds, it's already showing Yichud. I saw another saying, you have anything you want in this paper here by Sam. Rabbi Yashiv said 2 minutes in the Oris and Pei Beis in Kedushin. Rabbi Yashiv said 2 minutes. The Lahiris Nelson writes 3 minutes. I once asked Rabbi Shishtarmach, he told me 4 minutes. This might have to do with that the Chasana. Maybe tell them we're Mekel, you know, get them out of there so that people can go home from the Chasana a little bit earlier. About 4 minutes. The Minchas Yitzchok at the Chuvvek and Dam Ezak, 5 minutes. He says 5 minutes is Yichud. Now, this statement, Ladaiti, is a misquote. Listen closely. There's no shayla. But he said yichud is aser for 1 second. If you're in a room with a woman, whatever the case is, what's called a room and what's called closed, and whatever the case is, the lavdafka room, Rabbi said, could be a place where nobody's coming. But let's call it a room for that. In the tuna camp, you say that. So if you're there, the tuna camp. If you're there for 1 second, it's already yichud deraisa. What? I'm chaylik on all of the gedolim. All the gedolim, Rabbi said. One says 35 seconds. One says 1 minute. One says 2 minutes. One says 4 minutes. One says 5 minutes. Right? Or Moshe has even a longer shiur, 6 minutes. Right? So what's my high? The Teretz is pashut. The Teretz is they're discussing if it's a matziv of yichud that can has to end after a certain amount of time. In other words, if you're in a situation of where for sure the door is going to open within 1 minute, that's this fight. Is that called yichud? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 35 seconds, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But let's say you're in a matziv of where the door can stay closed for 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. That's a vada yichud even in 1 second. The whole nidun that they are having is it called yichud if we're in a matziv of yichud that must end after a certain amount of time? So that's where they have this nidun. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is our elevator case. You let it go on an elevator. So a regular normal elevator, you don't know, you go on the elevator, so you know there's a potential that it's going to open up in 10 seconds. Yeah. Or let's say you know for sure it's not going to open up before you get to your floor. That's how it works. And it takes 1 minute and 14 seconds to get to your floor. So fine, so then there's a lot of shitas over here that you heard just now that wouldn't be called yichud. Not the raisa, not the abana, not minik. A few many shitas. Because since the hechlet, the matzav of yichud here has to end after 1 minute and 14 seconds, it's aitnit yichud. You know, they have this elevator in America. I don't know how it goes on here, but you can go in the Empire State Building, and that's a place where people take the kala to propose. And the kala, that's the quintessential dogma of yichud. And he gets in the elevator and he presses a button, and it says floor 99. I think chesnish, I don't know what happens after the 99th blot. You press the 99th blot, you press the floor, he gets up there. It takes how long to get from the floor to get to the 99th floor? It takes 7 minutes and 43 seconds, let's say. Chesnish, I have no idea. I was never there. Married an English girl. But let's say it takes 7 minutes and 43 seconds to get there. So now, according to Kimat every Shita, you are over on Yichud HaRaisa. Because there the matziv stays closed for that amount of time. Very important to deal. Okay, so 1 second is already a problem in Hilchos Yichud. Nafkamina, as everyone knows, there's a big Shiloh when you're in a country road. In America we call it a country road. I don't know what's here, but a quiet road where no one's around. Now, we'll see soon. City road, city streets and whatnot. Somebody called me up actually as I was in the airport, and he said his kala was coming to Eretz Yisrael. So he said that he's going to be picking up his kala. And okay, so he had all the yichud shaylos picking up from the airport, and she's landing at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, Maisa, an airplane, there's a lot of people around. And then when you're on the highway from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, there's a lot of people around. There's a lot of people. There's always cars coming every 1 minute, every 2 minutes. There's always cars around. It's not a matzav of yichah. And then so he's worried. He said, but you know, but then he's dropping her off on Sorotskin. And Stam, who's out in the street, I told him, the first day in Sorotskin, 3 o'clock in the morning, the good guys are going to sleep. 3:15, the even better guys are waking up. Don't worry. And 3:08, you know, you're going to get there 3:08. So the Babas, they're looking out the window going, hey, Yichud. So I was like, Dayanish, you're okay. I'm not worried. But that's, you know, that's when it comes to the country roads, though. You could have a case. He's taking his kala to a chasana, I don't know, a country road or whatever. So what's their time? So now you have to figure out an amount of time, and this is the key word of the day, that the person feels vulnerable. Vulnerable means he's old to be able to do an aveda. So what's the time? That the teretz is, kipshuta, there really is no time. I asked the Yashik many, meaning, what's the amount of time that if a car comes, every how many minutes if the car comes, the erech, and how many minutes the car comes down? Now we all know, we don't know the answer to this question. We don't know how often on this road a car comes. There's somebody taking a survey over there that every 12 minutes a car comes, and what's the number, and whatnot, etc. In other words, it's not the word if I tell you a car comes every 5 minutes, either Minchas Yitzchak or every one. There's a certain hergish of a vulnerability that I can't go and do an avera. If Chalila, a person knows that there's a car coming in 11 minutes, so then that makes him nervous already now. If he knows no car comes every 20 minutes, so then he's not nervous now. That's the Sayas of Yashiv. He told me one time, 10 minutes. He told me, Shalom, me take it 10 minutes. I asked him a different time. He told me 15 minutes. I asked him the last month, the Rabbi said 10 minutes. I said, yeah, 10, 15. I mean, there's no number. So I saw the Chodshani of Nissen. Tali im bnei adam magishim shenimtsayim levad oy shalai magishim kei. There's no answer. The answer is if you feel in this road that you feel you're alone, and that, you know, and most of our roads don't fit into this category. I'm saying something that sounds like a big cooler now, I guess maybe it is. But most of our roads don't fit into this, that I feel like I'm alone. It's true, in the middle of the night, and he's in a country road, and it's dark, and there's no cars that are coming, and you feel alone. So then that would be a problem of yichud. I'd say, come to us. Who are the people in yichud? Very important to know who it's mutter to be miyachid with. I think, I know I'm allowed to be miyachid with my mother and my daughter. I know, it's very important to know who. Because if you're going to know who you can be miyachid with, those people are going to help us in hilchas yichud. They become shoyim. Once you have someone who they themselves, it's mutter to be miyachid with, so then they save the day. Then I can be miyachid. So for example, I'll just give you the classic example. You're at home with your mother. There's no yichud problem with you and your mother. So now, there's a cleaning lady in the house who for sure has a yichud problem with you, but now there's no problem. Because now the mom is a shoyim, so she guards the matzv. And if it's no yichud, so it's always important to pinpoint who helps us in hilchas yichud, who there's no yichud with. So you're hearing already the mother, the daughter, your mother, your daughter, the father, the son, the son of a mother. All these people now become shoyim. The son has a friend that comes over to the house, and his mother's in the house, so the son, there's no problem to his mother, and the son becomes a shoymer. The son now, Mimelo, kibyochli, watches his mother, so there's no yichud. Even a goy, the place can say, let's say, Lida, you have a Yiddish girl, that her father's a goy. I'm not talking about a giyoris yet. We'll get to that in a moment. Lida, you have a girl whose mother was married a goy, and now the father's a goy. So the Mefarshim explain that everything here goes, or Moshe talks about this, it goes with the Teva Dikahergation. It goes with Teva. It's not totally that your father has no yichud to you and yakas to you. You don't have a problem of yichud with your father in this case. This girl has no problem, even though her father is not related to her, even though he doesn't have necessarily a relation to her. But since there's no Teva Dikah, it's not the Teva, there's no Ava of that nature between them. Have a biological teva, as I say, it's not a problem in yichud. And fakert, we'll see soon. She might be able to save the matzav in hilchas yichud. The nafkamina is they talk about gerim. Ger is kagotten shneidel dami. Kagotten shneidel dami. So that's a shame in the lamdis. Taka in the lamdis is kagotten shneidel dami. But in the mitzias, there's the same hergation that existed previously. Blay biba. As I say, that's taka the psakim from Maisha. Liashav and no paskin like that. Mistabish leke is a yichud. Shiloh, the Gioris has a Shiloh. She wants to know. She had to go back and be in the house by herself with her father. Imagine explaining that one to him. That's not going to go over very well. Mustafa Shalaika is a yichud. Tekevet aleika tzkifas yetzer le'ima yobita. Who is the tivis of the Goyim of Moshe? And this is the pas psak aloch. I got my saw this far. Not like that. But this is the pas this time. A kubal and aloch is like I just said. Now there are two other topics which I'm not going to talk about who don't have yichud. But I'm just going to mention it. If anybody ever has a shayla, should ask me. Could ask me. Could ask anybody. But it's a the shayla. There's a matter in yichud of a zakin chalosh. Al-tal tayid. So then it's a lot of times the Geya needs a, in Eretz Yisrael they have the Filipinos that come and help out. I don't know who, which of the Amim are Zaycha over here to help out Yidin. He wants to know, he has Alta Zayda, Alta Nishtim, and they need to have a Filipino lady that comes and helps in the house and says, Avshai Lav Yichud. Your Moshe was made on this. Why? I told you today, I'm not saying it's Beirim. Anybody has a Shaila, you should ask. Your Moshe was Meikle, very Meikle on that Shaila. There's a bigger Shaila, which is a gorgeous Shaila, which I'll kenesh hangin in them. The Sikha is the Shaila of adopted children. Adopted children, this is a gorgeous Shaila. Roiv, Rubai, the Paiskim, held that it's a major problem in Yichud. Most Paiskim held it is a problem. Rosh Hashanah used to say a Nosech to somebody lighter that has to adopt, it's never if they don't have children or whatnot. And he would say to them, it's better to adopt a boy. Chisant, why? Because a girl is already a problem from the age of 3, and a girl, she stays in the house the whole time. I'm just saying, I'm not saying now, halacha l'mais, I'm just showing you how much this bothered the great Paiskim. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would be miyayitz people. It's better a girl, it's better a boy, because a girl from the age of 3 is already a problem, a boy is only a problem from the age of 9. Number 2, the girl, she stays home all the time, the boy you can send to Shiva. No, so from the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, so if there's a, Mashen get a girl, she's in the house from the age of 3, all the so, Nishpashit, the whole Indian, a boy that might be, Nishpashit, the whole Indian. That's something to, who else? Who else is there in Hilchas Yichud? A sister, this is very interesting, the Zach. The Gemara says, Amar Avyudah Maravasi, Mizyachid Odom Imachaisa. He can be miyachid with his sister. Okay, good. Well, now we know that. That's great. Because now the sister, we knew I could be miyachid until now, my sister. But now we know she helps us. So she has a friend that's over. So then it's not a problem of yichud. Even though the friend to me is for sure a problem of yichud. But now my sister becomes a shayla. As I should come out. Right? It's interesting to zach. It's not so, maybe it's not so bekan. The paiskim. They all say, come out all the paiskim. Chashulchan says, v'acha im achayisai rosha l'siyachid arai. B'derech arai. The Chofetz Chaim in Nidchei Yisrael, in the 24th parak. V'achim achaytzev mutar b'yichud, arai. Arai, ma'zeh arai? What's this arai? They can't have kfiyas together. So this is mevur in the Paiskim, that there's a new iser by a sister. You're not allowed to live together with your sister for a kfiyas tikkat time. It's a problem of yichud. Now, that's a verstehen abyssal, right? What is this? It's, again, there's no yetzer v'yistayitz for the sister, and that's why when it comes to he's in the house and his sister's no problem, if I care, she's a shomer, everything is good. No, all of a sudden, when you're there for an arichas tikkat time, so then that becomes a shayla of yichud, mazen. So I was giving a shia somewhere, there I was giving his beirim. Here I'm not going to give his beirim, that was the tonight. We have a lot to get to, a big agenda. But then the bachur, he came up and he said, what, I understand. I said, it's a shver zach. What's the shver? I said, I understand it. No. One time you're together with your sister, right, you're not going to kill her. But for 30 days? So I don't know if that's the hesver. It seems to be in his case it is. But akoponim l'maisa dos talocha. How long is kviyas? People cite this taka kviyas that you're not allowed to be together with your. It's interesting. It passed. This doesn't mean that he's there for 30 straight. You know, some parts came of Chaim Kanievsky the mashal as the taka main dry tick talk. Because we find in Chazal kviyas is already 30 days. He taka says if you're together with your sister, what does it mean? It means nobody left the house for 30 days. And the zikra problem shvichas dom. Not a problem. It's a chavada. They didn't leave the house for 30 days. See, it's not the regular rules of yichud of doors closed and what it means. If they're living together for a certain amount of time, Chazal didn't want that matziv. Now I must tell you that there are many paiskim that say 30 days. Rav Moshe went with a different malach. He said shalei yisha yoyser mishir harugilis ba'oisay mokin les archus. Moshe goes shemplevi also geitazay. They go with the malach that it means the amount of time that people don't see them as just visiting. They're going, you know, like you have a brother and sister, they're going together to Eretz Yisrael. So obviously they want to stay together in the same deer or whatever, right? So there comes a point of where, you know, they're together for the summer. They're there for the whole summer. It's a long time. They're gone for a couple of weeks. So what the number is, it's not clear. If you're the Shiva Levi, you have to ask a Rav what exactly the number is. What's Meiser? Chaim can ask you. It's very simple. 30 days. That's what we find, 30 days. But it's a Shaila. Doesn't look clear. Now, the Meiser, the last people in the picture, a granddaughter, she saves in Yichud, a great-granddaughter saves in Yichud, a great-grandson, a great-grandmother, all the way up, all the way down, even though there are others that are Machmer, but that's the Pashtus Halacha, is they all are not a Yichud problem, they all save us in Yichud. An aunt is a Grace of Shiloh, auntie, right? It's a Grace of Shiloh. Achais Aviv and Achais Imai, Rav Moshe has a Gevaldik Akula, that Rav Moshe learns that auntie, right? It's like a sister. Mele would be a Meridik Akula, Masha Meridik Akula. The Roy Paiskim are not like that. Roy Paiskim take on not like that. And Fakert, she's even a more Chamerdika Erevith Kenzain. Shem Levi comes out not like that. And that's the. But you have to know, it could be a Mokim sometimes for Akula. Meaning maybe if we could be Mitzarif something and we could see in Yichud, we're going to add things together soon. Well, we'll see soon. And maybe it's a good Mokim to be Makel. We'll see soon. Mitzashem. A daughter in law. That's the dogma of the Gemara. That's a problem with Yichud. That's mamash one of the dogmas of the Gemara. A shvigar. I'm not going to say my shvigas damim jokes over here. Say there. That could be dangerous for me. So I'll go upon him. A shvigar. So that's a problem of Yichud, right? For whatever reason you can think of. And I'll go upon him. That's that can. Who's included? A wife. Obviously, there's no Yichud with a wife. But a wife is a shomer. And she's a higher level shomer. Chazal tell us, Ishtoi Mishamrosa is different. Now, Ishtoi Mishamrosa, Meidnish, Nazoivi, we know there's going to be a Baila Be'ir to Keheter, that the husband, when he's in the city, so then that's a very high Heter, a very big Heter. Ishtoi Mishamrosa means that if the wife is, even if she's not in the house, Mamish, but she's a woman, she's in the neighborhood, but nearby, not in the neighborhood, I shouldn't say it even like that. I say, like, you know, she's downstairs, she's in the building over, she's close by. She's close by, that already helps for Yichud. Because it's not as much as a husband that helps somewhere, even in the city, we'll see soon. But if the wife is somewhere, mamish right nearby. Now, let me explain this. The Meiri writes, even if the wife is sleeping, you have a cleaning lady in the house and the wife is sleeping, does she help for Yichud? So the Meiri says, a wife, she sleeps with one eye open, Zach the Meiri. As I said, Meiri Kedushin da Pei Mebeis. She sleeps with one eye open. So what if she's blind? Right? No, you think I'm joking. What if she's blind? So the Tzitz Eliezer, he says, no, so she sleeps with both eyes open. Even that helps. That's a halacha. The exact parameters of that, what's exact, I'll just tell you the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, and you have to figure out on your own maybe. He says, Afilo loymed bebayis acher. He's talking about a melamed, and he's trying to say he's a melamed of a heter. His wife is in the area, and he's there, and there's a lady there, vice versa, whatever the case. Mutter, why kaven she ishtoi ba'ir? Now we know there's no heter of ishtoi ba'ir. So he goes on and he explains. Tavay elof b'kaleis. It means that she's always, you know, my wife's about to come home. That matziv of where he knows his wife could come home, and if you, that matziv helps when it comes to yichud, and those are all of the people that we know, the Gabe, the Shoimrim, that's Shlav Aleph and Hilchas Yichud. Okay? You can take a breath. Done. Now, who's the numbers of Yichud? Those are the people in Yichud. Those are the people. The numbers in Yichud. Very simple. One and one is the Raisa. Once she's above, once it's an Erva, either, like we said, a sister-in-law, or above the age of 11, 12, that's already a Yichud the Raisa. One man, one woman, Yichud the Raisa. When they're in an enclosed place, which we'll discuss soon what that is. One, the Raisa. One and two, once you get out of the level of one and one, it's already always a shayla of yichud rabbanon. Meaning, one man we'll see soon, and two ladies, that's a problem of yichud. One man, two ladies is yichud. However, it's going to be a yichud rabbanon. And we'll see soon, when it comes to yichud, when you get into the realm of the rabbanon, I said before, it's a very chumritic shayla, but it gives us the opportunity to be meikah. I'll just give you an example. Somebody had a shayla a few months ago. He asked me a shayla that he has to be somewhere, overnight he had to stay somewhere, and he has there his aunt. That's his aunt. Okay, his father's sister, and he has there. He had two girl cousins. The numbers I don't want to get into now because we didn't get to the numbers yet. Right. So already the shayla we're dealing with is a yichud of a drabbanon by nature, because once you're dealing with one man and more than one lady, it's a drabbanon yichud. And I know in the back of my head that Rav Moshe is mekel, and he says that an aunt is like a sister. I know in the back of my head already an answer is like, I'm not going to necessarily be makel on that when the shaila is deraisa. But once the shaila will be derabanan and I'll have something else to be mitzarif, so then maybe, you know, maybe there'll be a makom to be makel. Skadam is also on the yard side of Rav Moshe. I don't know if that's a reason to be makel, but simanim from Shemayim. But akapanim, it's something you have to cheshbin out always. When you have a derabanan in yichad, it becomes a much more workable shaila. Okay, so we have here one man, two women. That's a derabanan. It's a derabanan of one man, two women. This is a derabanan of yichad. Now I'm just going to right away tell you a good idea. Whenever you learn the Gemara, it's a little bit confusing in the Shulchan Aruch. They talk about all types of ladies that hate each other. The mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, the sister-in-law, it's all confusing. The Gemara goes through why they hate each other, because one day they might become tsaras and this. And the Gemara goes through every different cheshbin, this lady and this. The Gemara, what the Gemara is doing over there, the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, is that when you have two ladies that are vaday soine each other, so then there's no problem of yichud. It has to do with the fact I said there's bayim we're not going to go into tonight because each one is not going to cover up for the other one. Fakir, she wants to get her in trouble, whatever. So, but when you read it, the Shulchan Aruch makes it so confusing. Hashem Shemayim, it's very confusing there. This case and that. I'm just going to tell you the most easy thing you ever remember the rest of your life. If you have two sister-in-laws, of any type of sister-in-law combo that you can think of, use your imagination. Your husband's sister and your, I can't do it now, but I don't have time for the imagination. But every sister-in-law combination, the best thing is that the sister-in-law should become friends and then they save every yichud case. Because when you have one man together with two sister-in-laws, it's always mutter. Every case, every sister-in-law case, I worked it out, and I hope I'm right, but I worked it out, every case, any sister-in-law case you have, usually one man, two women is a problem, and Hilchas Yichud becomes an Issur Rabbanan Taka. But when you have one man in any two sister-in-law cases, there's a muscle, right? Right away, and anybody has a shiloh, plumber's coming over, and whatever, the door has to be closed, whatever the case is, and has a Yichud problem, the best thing in the world is if you bring over any sister-in-law combination, right? Because then for sure it's mutter. And all the reasons that the Gemara says that don't apply nowadays and whatnot, the Paiskim say it doesn't matter. Chazal were never Geizer because we're dealing with the Derabanan. We're not dealing with the Shail of Deraisa. So whatever the reasons were, the Chazal weren't Geizer might not apply, but the Maisa, they weren't Geizer Yichud in these cases. So that's a good idea. It's a very, very nice idea that you need an Ilchas Yichud. But one man, two women, is always going to be an Isser Derabanan, not Deraisa. Two sister-in-laws, that becomes Mutter. Okay, that's the Halacha Klar. Where it gets very Leibedik is one man, and more than two women. One man and more than two women. See, I have over here like this. I tell you, this is something that I used to say over the shiur a little bit differently, meaning you have one man, three women. One man, four women. Is that mutter? There comes a point, it's no longer called yichud. Right? There's too many people around. It's not yuchad. It's not. So I'm going to tell you something which is not so known. Toysis, Ramban, Rosh, Ritva, the Mugi Yosef, the Agud, the Chaim, the Kolbay, Mamish, the Kimat. Kimat Gans Rishonim, all paskin, that yichud, one man, three women, four women, five women, aser. It's very rude with the Rishonim that paskin like that. Not so no. One man, two women is for sure aser. That's the first in the Gemara. One man, three, four, five, also aser. The Mechaber, Rabbeinu, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Yamsha Shloima, the Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe, Rabbeinu Agadah, Moshe Feinstein. He paskins, Yesh Lohiris Karambam Vea Mechaber. Paskins that one man, three women, one man, three, four women is aser, and it's a problem of yichud. Shevet Alevi says b'makim tzoyrich gadol, you can be samech on the other shita, which I'll say now, which is the Ramah that he brings down v'yesh matirim ish echad im nashim harbe. You could be makel one man and many women. Many women in this language now means three women. Two women is a problem. One man, three women will be mutter. But I just want to show you who we're up against here. We're up against Roy Vishainim, we're up against the Shulchan Aruch, we're up against the Goyner of Moshe. When I asked the Shail to have the Yashiv, he said, the Minig is like the Ramah. That's not all. But you have to know, I'm saying, you know, in Yichud, you have to know a lot of, not just ideas, you have to know what's considered a big Shailah and what's considered a little Shailah. You know, this is a big Shailah. We're Mako, because thus is the Shita of Taka the Ramah, and the Ramah is the Minig Ashkenaz. But I want to tell you, Mertik is a normal person. Who doesn't have the, you know, he's not the Zaycha, I'm Zaycha to ask from Gedolim and this, that, and he doesn't have a Meredik of the Kis and Achrayim or whatever. So what does he do? He opens up a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. He opens a Kitzer, right? He opens a Kitzer. Kitzer says, Ish Echadim Shtei Nashim Aser, Im Shalash Sheyoshler, Yesh Matirim, Vyesh Oisrim. So he says, what do I do? He turns to the Chavrusa, he's learning Kitzer. The Kitzer says, Chavrusa says, Chveisnish. says that the Chavrut says, ah, Chabin Einfalt, let me ein kicken in the Chachmas Adam. They're from Vilna Dorn. No, im Shalash Nashim, zwei Nashim is Aser. Im Shalash Nashim, the Ein Lieber Gaspen, he says, Rashi in the Smagra Meikol, the Rambam Rebbe Natam Oyser. Says, what do we do? He says, Aser, what do we do? What do we do? So he says, I know what to do. Let's look in the Archa Shulchan. Archa Shulchan, he writes things as a clerk. Ish echad lo yisyachid afilu im nashim harbe. One man, many women, don't be miyachid, kiaramba. Yish matirim lisyachid ish echad im nashim harbe. And some are meikel, one man and three, four women. So, you know what the halacha is? Rabbi Yisrael Eliashiv said that the halacha is that we're meikel. That's the minhag Ashkenazim, like the Ramah. Ramah set it down like this. That's the halacha. But, not this vissin, it's a great shayla. Now, so where's the negaya of Adam? Fine, the person that comes up a case, he has one man, three women, he's in an office, it's closed, whatever. Sorry? Oh, drivers, we'll get the drivers might have a better head there, because drivers, people could look in the window, people could see in. Now somebody was asking me a Shaila Grada, she was on a bus. She was on a bus and she was going and she called up and she said, it's just her and the bus driver. Is that the bus driver? So, it's a Shaila of Yichud. Okay, the day, it wasn't the daytime, it was the nighttime, it was a little bit more Labor Day. I said, it's not a problem. She said, but the windows are black. The windows are, nobody can see in. I said, yeah, but everybody can see the driver. The driver's window is not black, right? If the driver's window is black, jump out the window, right? So the driver, everybody can see the driver. So she says, I ruined my joke, as they say. But she says, yeah, but and what happens if the driver gets up and he starts walking toward the back? I said, then you take a jump out the window. Anyways, you have to jump out the window if that happens. No, if a guy can see this. Oh, but that's the word over there is that, you know, Pesach Basuach Meinish, we'll see soon. It doesn't mean that when you're driving in a car that you have to drive with the door open. Right? It means, that's a crazy chumrah. It means that if people can see it, that's the law. It's already a matziv of people can see me, and it's not the Masugal, it's not Tukapas Vaveda, it's something that, Akopanim, is there any other case? So one man, again, the number later on, we're going to get the cases in Mitzvah, but one man, three ladies were coming out, Malkim to be Mekel, and I'll say it like that, Malkim to be Mekel, maybe he's a Malkim to be Machmer, but Malkim to be Mekel. Now, what happens if you up the ante, night. Night already is a problem, because when you have the three women there, so that's already, it's too much of a matzav, and there's too many people around, it's not called Yichud. Fine, but the Maisa, now you have a matzav where they're going to sleep at night. So now, how do we look at this case? Do we say, well, there's so many people here also, so it's not the Yichud anymore. So this, most Paiskin, as I heard from the great Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and as I heard from Rav Yashiv also, they all go, and now you have to up the ante. In other words, if you're going to be Mekel 1 and 3, so now you got to up the ante to 1 and 4. In other words, we need to have another person here, even though they're all going to sleep, but that's already so many people. Four people, four ladies, and one man, that's so many people, so then already that's not called Yichud. Again, you have to know this, if it's a Shasitcha case, it's an important idea. What happened, what's called night? I keep calling it night. Night in the maintenance, night. The person is dropping off a package and he's going to have to go into a house and there's three ladies there. Three ladies who he's just said is a problem at night. Okay, in the daytime it's not a problem maybe, but in the nighttime it's a problem. But then the Maisa, that's not called night. Night means a time where they're going to sleep. So you're losing some of your shayrim over here. This I found in the Ezer Mikoidish, the Uchacha. You're right, no, it doesn't mean. It means the Kaishas Shekoveyim Atzma L'Sheinas Keva. As it means, if you're dropping off, you have a cousin that you're dropping off a package by, and she has three daughters there. So it's we need two daughters. Two daughters there, and it's her and two daughters. And we'll see, you know, by the beer, whatever the case is, then we have three people over here. So then, in that case, you won't say, well, we need four. We won't need four in that case, because no one's going to sleep in that matzah. As I, that's the first part of the numbers. Very simple, everybody say. One woman, one man, two women, also drabana. One man, three women, welcome to be Mako. At night, we knock it up. One man, four women. Okay. Now, the other way. Now, this way, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody say, before I come to England, I take my Valium. I make sure I'm not provocative and not cause any face. I leave all my kanoyas in Arzeno Akadoisha. Over here, especially in England, you know, in America, I have my mother to yell at me if I get into trouble. But over here, I know I have to, you know, so I'm not coming to say anything of Kanoyas. It's that statement. What's he about to say? I'm not coming to say anything with Kanoyas. I'm telling you right now the halacha lemaisa. Okay? Listen closely. Okay. One, or don't listen. But one woman and two men, that's already more mutter. Why? I in the Gemara said, I'm not saying it's favorite tonight. One woman, two men, that's mutter. That's it. Two men, one woman is mutter. It's not the same as one man and two women. One woman, two men is mutter. However, the Gemara says a startling statement. The Gemara says, Zama, if you don't have, they should have shaded. It's only when there are two men that are kosher. About the prutzim, a filu 10 doesn't help. If they're prutzim, it's no good. Okay? Now, the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says a shrekuch statement. Who's ksherim? Who's ksherim? Kegayim, Rav Chanina, Bar Papa, those guys, they're ksherim. Right? They're ksherim. But the Gemara says, that, so I don't want to say the name, Tamarayim, they said, but who says we're Ksherim? We don't even know, maybe we're not Ksherim. Tamarayim say we're not Ksherim, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? So, the Rishonim, the Rambam, he takes this very seriously. The Rambam says, two men, one woman are out. Even two men and one woman is out. Why? Because their base, who knows who's kosher? Who knows who's kosher? Their base. The Maisa, Rav Rishonim, go not like that. Rav Rishonim say that the Amoraim were just saying chumras on themselves and mitis chasides, but one man, one woman, excuse me, two men is mutter. Unless, of course, they're prutzim. You do a dick of prutzim. Stan, two men are kosher. But if you have two men, or even two men that are prutzim, so then there are no. Who paskins like this? The Shulchan Aruch paskins the chumra. Sardin paskins the chumra. One woman, two men is aser. Even stan men, even a tzaddikim, they have to assume that they're considered prutzim in this halacha. But the Ashkenazim paskin not like this. Ashkenazim paskin agam, nachamol, erech shulchan, and the Chavetz Chaim and the Nidchei Yisrael bring down two shitas. But Eliashiv told me, and that's clearly the minhag Ashkenazim, one woman and two men is mutter. Now, with this akdama, Rabbi Yisai, and I told you that erech shulchan, he brings both days. And the Chavetz Chaim brings both days. And the Sfardim say, Stam men are Prutzim. So, who's Prutzim? Who's Prutzim in Allah? Okay? So, the Gedish of Prutzim, not so simple. In Shevet Alevi, he writes, Upashit Be'einai, person is Mizalzel, Be'erois Tel Avizya, O'akoyrim Bitonot, Amaleim Divrit Ha'eva, O'mekol Shekein, Shalukhim L'makoyim, it's like movies and stuff. Hey, Be'gedit Prutzim Bizmanazah? No shame. Okay, fine. If I would have stopped there, I wouldn't be so nervous. Okay. So, now, I have here a list of 17 paiskim. Let's say a certain statement. I'm not going to read any of them. Right. I'm going to read from Rebelski. Rebelski was a great man in America, and he was clearly not known for his kenayas. Many of the kulas, the kim sacharit from the OU, that we all know, or maybe don't know, they come from Rebelski. Schuza Yogin Alei. He's a great man with a gewaltige koyach hakula. And he is the most, I would say, kuladikas statement I find in all 17 of these statements, which I will not show anybody afterward. Maybe I'll tell. But he writes about smartphone. Misha Mestakel, the internet. Hayimu nechshav kiparetz le'inyan dina yichud. This is the shayt. So he said, Misha yeshlo imatar mesuyemes le'stakel bezeh. There's a person that he has his internet, he has his phone. He goes on only for specific things. Poyeles, the bank, Olinian Masach Nasa. He goes on, he does his taxes, he does his business, he has specific things he goes on for. So then, ain't an extra parts. Mistakel by Stam, but die next of the parts. But die next of the parts. Now, everybody say, let me explain. No one should feel insulted, maybe should, I don't know. But this is not a part of. This is the shiloh over here. This has nothing to do with the regular shiloh, let's say, like, you know, tinuk shenishpa or whatnot, or this or that, or modern, or all the things. Here's a shiloh practically. Is this a person who he is comfortable with the other gender? If he's comfortable with the other gender, we're afraid of him in El Tazichud. I mean, if the Amoraim said about themselves that who knows if it's us. So we said, fine, but they were just talking. It's mitis chasidus. The Shulchan Aruch takes it seriously, their statement. Okay, so maybe we don't. The Ashkenazim, we don't. Maybe we just say it's mitis chasidus. But if you have somebody who has no problem, he's not filtered, he's not this, okay. So the night b'zai, such a person, he clearly is a baritz in Hilchas Yichud. Now I want you to know something about b'zai. That statement has zero kanayas in it. That statement is 100% emes amito shel halacha. Anyone who says not like that is loy roi loy ro. And I mean that with the strongest and firmest emphatic of statements, because it's borrowed from the sugya what I just said. Now if I just was caused you to, who knows, maybe get a filter on your smartphone, help you meichel me. Have your mic on me, and let's go weiter, because it's about to, you think, get kanoyas, and then you guys will, you'll kick me out of the country. But Shai, the Maisa, when it comes to the numbers, so we have one woman, two men, now we just saw if you're kosher, you're okay, grado, if even one of them is a kosher, you're okay. If the other guy's a pirate, one good guy, one bad guy, I won't call him bad guy, right, but one good guy, one pirate, so then that's already okay, when it comes to Hilchas Yichud, okay? But you can always, again, you can always, in night, we're going to have to up the ante again. At night, if you have one woman, two men, two ksheirim, so at night we're going to now need three ksheirim. That's how it works in Hilchas Yichud. Pachas Yaiser, I think that's all the numbers. And now we go to the fall. There's two more heterim, and then we can start the cases. And then you have the whole sugya of Hilchas Yichud. The two heterim are Vayla Be'ir and Pesach Pesuach. Those are the two heterim. The two major attempts, meaning, if all factors were equal right now, we have who's mutter with, we have who's a shomer, who's not a shomer. Now we have, let's say you can have one man and one woman together in a room, it's a closed room, there's a new heter called Baila Be'ir. Now this heter of Baila Be'ir, most we shomer, that's how we paskin, that's a heter. That means if the wife's husband is somewhere in the city, his husband is in the city somewhere, so then she is no longer a problem. The plumber comes over, she's gonna, we'll see soon, she's, yeah, the plumber, we use the plumber case, the plumber comes over, and her husband is somewhere in the city, so then there's no problem of yichud on her. Again, this I have to give Hesber for. I have to give Hesber. There are two Hesberim founded the Rishayim, and it's a fight that went all the way from the Rishayim all the way to the latest of the Achreid, this fight, Halacha L'maisa. The Shita of, I would call it Rashi Shita, Rashi says, and this is the Shita of Moshe Feinstein, he says, Dilma mistapi mibal dilma hashta asi. You know why she's mutter in Hilchas Yichud? Because she's nervous. She's nervous her husband's going to show up. As a male in Hilchas Yichud, she's somebody who's well protected. Because she's nervous her husband's going to show up. As a male, she's well protected in Hilchas. She has a constant shomer about her, even if the door is locked, Rabbi Yisai. Because she knows her husband might just show up any second. So therefore, there's no problem with her in Hilchas Yichud. The plumber comes over. She has a baby. She doesn't want him draying outside. She can close the door, lock the door, no problem. Again, you have to have seichel. If it's a guy, you know, does. The different shmuz. Rashi says, you're afraid that maybe he's going to walk into the house. Okay. The Rambam says, that's not pshat. The Rambam says, there's an amos baila there. It's a certain subjugation. It's a certain chutzpah. I would never, to my husband, I have such an aman and awe of my husband. Right, some of us are getting, halavai by me. But there's a certain awe, a certain awe. The Chazanish says, that's halacha l'maisa. That's halacha l'maisa. Ramosha says, that's not halacha l'maisa. You'll see in a moment, there's a great nafkamina. Ramosha says, that's not that nafkamina. That's not that halacha. The halacha is you're afraid the husband is going to actually come. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? The Chazanish, because of this, had kula pan kula pan kula. Everyone thinks Chazanish, the great nafkamina. Because the Chazanish had kula pan kula kan kula based on Baila Be'ir. The Chazanish's Baila Be'ir was that a woman, when her husband's within a certain district of where she is, she feels that such a zilzal, such a chutzpah, she can never chalil do an aveira. It's impossible for her to do an aveira. She's more afraid from the not a pachad of him coming. The mitzias, all. Chazanish had a kula. The nafkamina be, they asked the Chazanish, that what if it's Bechlal not Shaykh, he can come home now. Bechlal not Shaykh, he's in a hospital. Both his feet are up. Right? They got into a fight. She won. And both his feet are up in the hospital bed like this. He's not going anywhere. Right? She did a good job. Yeah. The Chazanish said, the hospital's in the Stadt? It's in the Zelda Stadtel? It's in the same Stadt as I was like, Baila Be'ir? Ramesha said in this case, there's no Baila Be'ir in this case. There's no Hashta Asi, Dilma Hashta Asi. Maybe the husband's going to come. The husband can't come. It's impossible. You know, I once asked the Shaila to Rechaim Kinyevsky. Somebody told me afterward when I left the room that Rechaim had a grace enough from the Kasha. Grace enough from the Kasha. You'll hear if you have enough from the Kasha. I asked, what if the husband's in jail? Okay, we'll get back to our case, right? She beat him up, so now he tried to kill her. He's in jail now, okay? Frankish. Okay, there he is. He's in jail, and now he's not getting out. He's not getting out for the next 30 days. You know, he's not getting out of jail. So now, is there a problem? Is there a heter of baila be'ir? Is there a heter of baila be'ir in this case? Chaim Kanievsky said, does that grace the shayla? Does that grace the shayla? Right? So what's the grace of shayla? So going through Moshe and the Shtog, ain't shayla. There's no shayla. He's not coming. He's not coming. So there's no heter of baila be'ir. You know what's the grace of shayla? Do you look at jail as an ir acheres? Maybe a jail should be living next to the jail. The jail says, I'm going to shtetl. You know, like you're a mikvah, that's a and you're a different city. A good, a kabbalistic shayla. But to fashay, this is taka mamasha. Now, I want to tell you, I want to say something. I heard Bishayim the Shevet Alevi that he said that after the advent of women's lib, Leida, he said that I have to come. This is my lashon, but it comes in the shape of David. I have to come and explain to you the chazanish. I have to. The chazanish used to say, "Amos Beisel, the wife has a certain law." Mamelo Vegedem came to heter. If you have to explain the chazanish, or you're lamenting the fact that you don't understand the chazanish, or either, so then you don't have the heter of the chazanish. The heter, the chazanish, the Shevet Levi said, was in a different type of a door, a different type of a time. There was a certain type of metzias that a lady, you know, Chazal talk about noshim uktanim, you know, like it's all together, that noshim, davudim, davadim, miuchasim, tzadam, ketanim, they put them all together. So, if you, I'm not saying, I'll tell you like this, halacha lemaisa, when you're dealing with a shayla of the raisa, stomma, the paskin, like Rav Moshe, shayla of the raisa, when it's a shayla of a yichad, the rabbanon, what's a rabbanon? Because you have one of the women, the husband's in the town, even though he's not possible to come now, but there's already another lady there. Let's say there's two ladies. So the whole yichud is only a yichud derabanan. Ah, once it's already a yichud derabanan, plus you have the chazanish svara, you know, that even though he can't come, let's say, but it's a yichud derabanan, now she becomes a shomer for the other one. Don't forget, once there's no yichud on her, so then mamela, she becomes a shomeres. Maybe you'd be able to be meikel in such a case. But that's how you have to do the nightly, that's how you do the math. That's all these cases. How big is the city? Baila Be'ir? How big is the city? So this is a great chedushim. But the chazanish hayra b'shnas tavshin yud gimel. And this is a very, very long time ago, 1953. Kol Tel Aviv v'avshchunaseh v'chaykes nechshav v'gula baila be'ir. Doesn't matter how big the city is. That's it. Olin in Tel Aviv v'ramat gan. Now you have to know. Here comes the alachum radical. Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan. Whoever knows how close is it? Right, it's from me to you. No, right across the street over there. But he said, but that's a shining under a shtot. That's an ear ahead. Ear meant ear. Right. What about London? What about London? So this I found in Shevet Alevi. A dayan mistafina lahakel a ma'is beer gedayla in New York or in London. In London. So he was misupik. London is too big. That's mamish scary. So I don't know. I have here. They asked Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, "Kol New York nechshav ke'oisa ir." I don't know if he said it by New York. I didn't find anyone says it by London, Grada. Just I only found by New York. But for Shevet Levi put together New York and London after Lakula, if you're going to be Mekel, you'll be Mekel on London too. Lay there. But again, this is all tully. If you're in the same city, according to Rav Moshe, it only means that you can get there. Now nowadays, because of the advent of you know, Chais. Caller ID and whatnot, but mice, everyone knows nowadays the person could be anywhere. The person could be anywhere, you know. If it comes up that the husband is in the office, she knows it's not mukach, he's in the office. I don't understand from these things, but I think your people know what I'm talking about. Right? If it comes up on the phone that he's calling from the office, it's not mukach, he's in the office. Maybe he's going to play a surprise on her and Pukti's coming home 2 seconds later, and v'chule. So that's got a milo. In Hilchas Yichud, that's a heter in Hilchas Yichud, because maybe he's right around the corner. Could be he's right around the corner. So doesn't talk upon him the heter by the beer. There's a groisa hagbala in by the beer. A groisa hagbala is liba gaspa. Liba gaspa is a groisa hagbala in by the beer. Liba gaspa means there's some type of relationship between the man and the woman. The plumber we keep talking about is her first cousin. She's a shaykhus to him, you know, somebody she knows, she grew up with, she has a shaykhus to him. The Gemara is not talking about an unhealthy relationship. The Gemara is talking about something normal. The Archashul is an example, someone you work with. A sister-in-law, but it's not a klal. Sometimes you have a sister-in-law that is no shaykhus b'chlal. He lives in a different country. I have one sister-in-law in a totally different country. I don't want to say, because I think my mother listens to the shira, but I don't remember her name. So that's not going to be a problem with Liba Gaspa, you know? Sometimes you have a sister-in-law, so yeah, Liba Gaspa. Sometimes you have a mother-in-law, Liba Gaspa. Sometimes, everything we spoke about before. So that's Akapanim. The klal would be in such a case, you don't have the heter by the ear. So you have your brother-in-law is coming, he needs a place to sleep at night. If he's a yeshiva bacher in Eretz Yisrael, he's a brother-in-law, he comes over. Now, the husband, where's the husband? He's in the kailal. So you say, well, my husband, he's the biggest master in the kailal, maybe he shouldn't have the baila be'er heter. So I once asked that child to Rav Yashiv. I was asking him about himself. Did Rav Yashiv have a heter of baila be'er? He was never coming home. I said, let's say you have a person, the masmid ador, he never is ever coming home, the vadai. He's zikr not leaving shacharis, not for sure not. He's for sure not leaving Shabbos, he's for sure not leaving the Kailul, he's zikr not coming home, he's sitting on the Dayonis, he's sitting in the Rabbonis, right? I used all these examples, right? I said, the Razai Yid has the heter, Baila Be'er, Baila Be'er. So again, this has nothing to do with the previous Shaila of the Chzainish and Rav Moshe. Because here, the fact is that Bibitzias, he can come. He's just punked, he's probably not going to come, or 99.999 he's not going to come. But since he physically can come, Rav Yashiv said he has the heter, Baila Be'er. Rav Yashiv had the heter by the beer all the years that he sat on the Rabbanis. I said, but sorry, that, mitzad that, the brother-in-law that comes over. So, he has the heter by the beer. He has the heter by, my husband's the biggest masman in the kailul, he's not coming home. My husband's the biggest chleis balabas, he's not coming home from work. He's no. You still have the heter by the beer because he can come home. If he's in the city, he can come home. However, you have to, are you liba gaspa? So if it's a brother-in-law that you got married and he was a 13-year-old boy and you haven't seen him and now he's an 18-year-old bacher, it does have nothing to do with him, so then it wouldn't be liba gaspa, no problem. And you invite the heter by the beer and you can close the door at night and your husband will come in afterward. If it's liba gaspa, there's no heter by the beer. I'd come. The last heter is the heter of Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach is a big ariches, but I want to get the cases. Pesach Pasuach is basically a big machlekes, open door. Open door in our language, according to most places, doesn't mean open door. Open door means, again, vulnerability. Somebody can come in. Somebody can come in. So, the mashal, I'll give you an example. Most paiskim, they hold that if the door is locked, there's a zikra problem. You can't say that's Pesach Pasuach. What if the door is locked? It's closed, but not locked. Closed, but not locked. So here, again, the Chazanish went with a kula dikka kav. And the Chazanish went that since the Maisa, theoretically, it's a scary matziv. A person wouldn't want to do an aveira in such a matziv. They would lock in a door before they would do an aveira. As a Chazanish held, in this case, there's a heter of Pesach Pasuach. Because somebody, the Chazanish said, Alamo kenarayim kim in a meshikina. That was the nusach of the Chazanish. Alamo kenarayim kim in a meshikina, which means that before a person, he would lock the door. So the Chazanish held the kula. Okay. Others, a bit more machmer, they held the tali and the mitzias of where you live in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, people, they come into people, they don't knock, knock, and, you know, they open the door, and even though it's locked, they're banging. Or if the door is closed, they knock, knock, and then they knock, knock, and then they're walking into your house, and then they knock in your bedroom. So, you know, in places like that, where it's a zamativ, everybody, I can say everybody, most places can hold, that's called Pesach Pasuach. But if it's a mativ, I don't know, what goes in England? People just knock on people's door and walk right in when it's locked? I don't think so. The fellow Chamashugan again, so I know, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Bizarre, that's a fight, but again, Nachamol. You have to know over here, Rav Moshe and many, many Paiskim go, that there's no heter of this Pesach Pasuach situation when is Libay Gaspo, when there's a relationship between the two people. So I'm going to say something in between. If the door is locked, the vada is not called Pesach Pasuach. If the door is wide open, a vada, that's already a Pesach Pasuach. If the door is closed, and there's no liba gaspa, the door is closed, not locked, and there's no liba gaspa, so then, there's a shtickle makim to be makel, but if there's a door that's closed, and there's liba gaspa, then you can't be makel. Now you can't be makel. So if you have your brother-in-law that you have a shaykhus to, and the door is closed, not locked, still that's a problem. But if it's the brother-in-law that you don't have a shaykhus to, so then there's a makom to be makel. Okay? Now, by the way, I'm going to tell you now a list of six cases.
Son-in-law with a mother-in-law.
A son-in-law and a mother-in-law.
Who lives in the same town.
It's usually liba gaspa.
No, so there's no heter by the beer.
There's usually no heter by the beer. That's one of my cases. I'll tell you right now my case. I have a bacher. He has an alta baba that lives, he's a rabbi in yeshiva on Saratskin. He has an alta baba that lives on Saratskin. And she needs somebody to come and watch her at night. So usually there's a seminary girl, somebody, Einikos, can I know her? But there's usually a seminary girl that stays by her. But sometimes they need him to come. Okay? So you wonder, well, I'm already making a mistake. I'm already making a mistake. Alt the Baba? What's the problem of Yichud? What's the problem of Yichud?
What is so, an Alt the Baba?
It's not Alt the Baba. It's an Alt the Baba. You know, we call it an Alt the Baba. Alt the Baba means that it's his great grandfather, his late great grandfather, who was Nifter.
His second wife.
Right? His second wife. So she's an Alt the Baba that has no relation Bichlal. Okay? She's Mamish. She's 100 years old, this lady. I think she's 99 years old. 99. Right? And so you say, okay, so he'll go there. I tell him, all right, we have to find an Eitzah. You know, some Yichud, Medafin Tzuch Eitzah, we have to find. But this is Mamish Kenza Yichud, it could be called the Yichud Reisa. One man, one woman, it could be Yichud Reisa. No. So I say, maybe we'll go with the Kula, we'll leave the door unlocked. He said, door unlocked? Rebbe is the Verstehnish, Alt the Baba. When he opens it, he knocks on the door, you know, he hears, and then she opens like this, and he knows if he puts his hand there, it's over, right? He puts it back, closes the door, opens up, goes, that's not an Eitzah. That's not an Eitzah. So I told him, okay, so you bring with you the Bacher from Yeshiva. You bring with you another Bacher from Yeshiva. He says, at night, right? So you have to bring Mamish to the whole dormitory, right? And then two and one is a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. Two and one is a problem. So you have to have three Bacher there. You have to have three. You have to have three in one, and hopefully it's not Prutz. I'm trying to fragment, you know, at least one kosher bacher, you know. Okay, fine. So that's one case. Let me get another case. I had a case 2 months ago. A big case. It brings the whole Hilchos Yichud, the Gansa Chazar. Everyone asks me always the Chazar, then the Chazar, the whole shiur right now. A lady had a terrible toothache on an Erev Shabbos, and she had to go to the dentist. The dentist is in a place called Harchot Tzvim in Yerushalayim. It's basically like an industrial area. We're really on an Arab Shabbos, there's nobody around. And he has an office building there, and it's a dental, so she had to go in for a dentist. Now, part of the shaila over here is everybody knows in a dentist's office, and she says that the door closes behind you and locks also. Stop, just understand the picture. Everyone knows, it's like a doctor, you get buzzed in. That's how it is, you get buzzed in. So he was coming in for an emergency root canal on an Arab Shabbos at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos was, this is in the wintertime, Shabbos was 4:30, 5 o'clock. And he's coming in for an emergency root canal. So what do you do? What do you do? Mamish Yichud Daraisa Gomer. Right? Woman, she's married, man, closed tuna can, Yichud Daraisa. Right? So he's saying, no, oh, wait, Kalis. That's stuff, I guess. Buy the beer. Right? Buy the beer. Go back, Epistle. You know, what wonderful dentist is coming in on Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos? Obviously, in this case over here, it was the parents, good friends from America that they know, and he's mamish, you know, very, very close to the mishpacha. He's willing to do her toiva. Otherwise, you just give her a little bit of Novocaine, you give her a little bit of chvei, some antibiotics, and you say, come back on Sunday, you know? No, but he came at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she's in terrible pain. So now we lost Baila Beer, because now we have Liba Gaspa. Liba Gaspa, he has a relationship with her. It's a healthy relationship, not normal, it's not something whatever, but it's Liba Gaspa. So I said, what's the problem? This is a lady that has a place, I think she has 10 kids under the age of 8. So I said, bring your child, because the emes is in Hilchos Yichud, I didn't get into so many of the numbers, but the Gemara says that from the numbers is a shaila, but definitely somewhere between the ages of 5 and 11, we say that a child talks, and the child will say things, and whatever. So just bring one of the children. And even if it'll be two girls, right? In other words, the mother and the daughter, but since the daughter is a 7-year-old and she would say something, so the Chazal say the mother or the lady is going to watch the younger child and nothing should happen to her. And the young child is going to talk if she sees something. So that's a great eight. So I said, bring one of your children. She said her children are pachet mavis from the dentist. Especially this one, because, you know, he's like very nice, you know, they're afraid he's going to bring the shovel into the mother, right? Her children have a pachad mavis, right? So she said she could bring her 4-year-old before it's too little. He's not understanding what's going on, so he doesn't help. So the husband, he can't come for sure, not because who's watching Yankel and Zundel and Anshul and Anshul too, right? Who's watching all the little Chabadarden? You know, so what do you do? Big Baya. So maybe, and his wife, she can't come. The dentist's wife, she can't come. She's making Shabbos, right? She's making Shabbos. No? So I asked her, you have a sister-in-law. Sister-in-law is our favorite chever over here, right? That's our favorite, right? You have a sister. So I sent her to the dentist with her sister-in-law. One man, two women, no. Sister-in-law, as we said, is different. Once you have any sister-in-law combo. So that's mother. That was one case. Another case. I'm starting a gemach, you know, rent a child, you know, to get on. Another case, I had a shaila, mamish, right now, the 9 days, somebody was going to for a mazel tov, for a shat toiva, going to the hospital to, again, you have to know a little bit, Yerushalayim, Mir HaKadosh, was going to Hadassah at 2 o'clock in the morning. They called me. I don't know. What do we do? The husband has to stay home and watch the children. She has to take a cab. She has to take a cab to the hospital 2 o'clock in the morning. Right? Now, that's a dark road. And one of the parts of the road, Kimat Mamish leaves Yerushalayim. It's Mamish, if you know from the roads over there, it goes through the neighborhood of Beit HaKerem. It's the Haimish neighborhood. The Eilim is not going to sleep there at 2:30 in the morning, and they're not waking up at the Far Togi Giyid, and it's not. And then also, it goes out of the city. It goes out of the city, and it's mamish at least a 5-6 minutes stretch over there that there's nothing going on. Bechlal, this is mamish the shaila from the balagala from the gehat free. This is the shaila. I tell him, mutter gomer no shaila in the world, right? And the heter here, you can't even say zalt kuch nefesh sekanes nefashis and whatever, you know, and more. He said to me, if I have to, so I'll go to Shari Tzedek, which is in the town, and whatever, it's going to be a gun to Dre that they're going to have to sign into Shari Tzedek and whatever. But I told him, Mutter Gomer, no Shaila. It's a hospital route. It's a hospital route, Baba Isai. You know, it's a hospital route. There's always the possibility of ambulances coming back and forth and other people that are having babies at 2:30 in the morning. The babies don't have cheshbonis when they come to Reis. They don't have cheshbonis. Now's not a good time, you know. The Gainish does it. Asai Bazai, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, no problem. I told him what the gomer. There's no problem with yichud. It's about no shaila in yichud. Another case. I'm just giving you the cases that came up in the last demol. They're talking about the shviger. Somebody, the shviger came, and she's watching the baby. She's watching the baby. The wife just had another baby, right? She came to Eretz Yisrael, and she's staying in the house. She asked me, "What's with yichud? Could my daughter be a shomer? I hear the baby crying in the background." Okay, the daughter is not a shaila. It's a man, the son-in-law, and the mother-in-law. The daughter's in the hospital. The daughter's she just had a baby. She's in the hospital. The shviger is staying over, so she comes back every night. She helps the daughter in the hospital. She comes back. She goes. So what? Yichud deraisa. Yichud deraisa. Even if you wouldn't have let's say the husband would be in the city, which he's not. He's stuck in America right now. He's in America, but that's his yichud deraisa. He's not. Even if he would be in the city, it might be a problem of liba gaspa. And what? So here he needs an Eitzah. What do you do? What are you going to do? He's going to move out. The Shvig is not going to take that very well over here. Yichud, Yichud. In the Haim of Nishkahat Yichud. All the Terutzim, you know. It's not going to go over here. So I gave him a Groisa Kula, which I don't often use, but in this case it was dire necessity. There's a Shver Mishtabura in a different place. They say Rabbi Sifchaim also gave Sita Kula. The case will be like this. But this you have to, you know, again, I told you, if they didn't have yichud in the haim, so then it's not going to go over so well this either. But over here, what you're going to do is you're going to tell her, the shviger, that she has to lock herself in the room at night. Now, it's only going to work if there's a bathroom in the room. Right? That's only one oifen. And then in the morning, he has to go out first. He has to leave the house. But now she's locked in the room. This has to do with this bayroom, which I didn't explain tonight. In yichud, we're always worried about the man. We're not worried about the woman. We're worried about the man. So she locks herself in the room, and she has a bathroom. And in Bishas HaTchak, there's a Mishnah Berurah that in this case is Taka Meikel. Not that I was Meikel in this case. He called me back, the Shviger is not locking herself in the room, and thus I said, would the Shviger be masking to lock you in the room? He said, Vizicher. I thought that I'm sure I could be Meikel. Right? I'm sure I'd be Meikel. He said, the only problem is you're not going to let me out. Right? Thus it does. So, we can't go over time. So what did I say? So we're matzliach. We're matzliach. I think we're matzliach to show one thing tonight. Rabbi said, tzarech lisrachik min anoshim me'oid me'oid.